Hello and welcome to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. It is great to have you listening here. It's Tuesday. I told Chris, I've been thinking it's Wednesday all day. I'm a day ahead. Yeah. And I think it's because, now I was thinking today's Wednesday, and I'll tell you, I know exactly why. Yesterday, my whole schedule was blown up, and I'll have to tell you, what my schedule was changed, and I should not even admit to what happened, but as I was leaving, you know I go to the gym every day at noon. You know that. I've spoken about that.
Everybody knows it.
Okay, I've spoken about that before. I've said it, right? Well, yesterday, I'm leaving here, 11:35, text from the gym, noon class canceled. Electrical issue. They're working next door. They're converting into a nail salon, and one of the electricians hit the wrong wire, and the whole complex went out.
Okay.
Noon class canceled. Oh, you know something about this?
I got an email from someone.
Mm-hmm.
P1.
Yeah.
It said, "Let Kelly know I restored power to his gym."
Right.
I know he won't check his email and see this.
Biggie, what time did you receive that message in time to for the class
late? No, I checked. I mean, this was in the evening. And I thought, I don't care.
Let me tell you that this is how this is. You call it psychotic. I call it committed. Now, I go to a certain gym. They have classes during the day. You know, I'm hooked on it. You know that for several years now. Well, they have classes at noon and 4:15. So when I got that text, and it's hell week. Okay, it's hell week. So I'm not missing any one of the eight. They're the eight hardest workouts of the year, the last 8 days of this month.
He mentioned that in the email, too. He said, I know how important this is to him. I know it's hell week. And I thought, I don't care.
Okay. All right.
Did you think, Biggie, at any point, every day of your life is hell week?
Hell week.
Yeah.
Your every day is hell. God, you're living this, and you're there every day for it. So I refuse to miss a day of Hell Week. So when I got the text, noon classes canceled due to electrician mistake.
You're in your little short pants and T-shirt.
Already in my shorty shorts. And I thought, what
do I do?
Am I to do?
Yeah.
Well, there's another class at 4:15, but I had pickle at 6. All right. I'm pickling in league play at 6. All right. So I thought, well, I'll go to the 4:15 class. It'll end at 5:15. I'll have just enough time to grab something to eat quickly and then go to pickleball.
You didn't throw away all those protein bars, did you?
I did. I'm out. Yeah. I'm out of protein bars. You know why.
Long story.
Okay. Then I thought, if the power doesn't come on at my location in my gym at 4:15, I'm going to drive 40 miles to the next closest gym. The next closest
4-0.
One is 40 miles away now. Okay. There's another one over, you know, down I-40.
Okay.
There's another same gym. And so I was in constant contact with my gym to see. You have to let me know immediately when the power comes on, because if it's not coming back on, I'm driving the 40 miles to go to that.
One way.
One way.
Can you explain your quote-unquote constant contact? What poor employee had to deal with this nonsensical maniac?
I was texting. I was texting with Coach Kathy. And front
is
desk.
It on?
Yeah.
Click, click.
No. And the studio manager, Bree, she and I had become close. And I said to Bree, let me know the moment the power comes back on. I have to know this because I'm not missing Hell Week. This is really, by the way, this is a very long story. I'll just say this.
Whew. Buckle up.
Are you saying it might be Wednesday when we're done?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it ends very, very poorly, mm-hmm. I would say. Okay.
I will say this for these stories you give us about the gym. It's no one else entertains these but Chris Dem, myself, and we're contractually obligated to.
Yeah, you've signed. You have a thing.
I think you do this to us because you know.
You can't leave.
You can't walk out the door.
You can't leave. You've got to be.
And I know, like last night, you probably tried to tell your wife, and she did not even entertain it.
Listen, I had to hide the fact that I was considering going 40 miles because she thinks she's obsessed.
Her words.
Her words, not mine. And I think she would. That would have been really bad if I'd had to go the 40 miles.
That's why I think your second wife will be much more. Because, like, she'll be a lot younger.
Maybe work at the gym.
Yeah, and she'll just be happy with your money.
Right.
So, like, when you come here, you're like, I drove 40 miles to make sure I got my workout in. Wow, Daddy. Wow. While she's playing on her phone. Tap, 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 tap.
Yeah. Any money on my Starbucks account?
Yeah, it's Hell Week. I wanted to make sure I got it in for you, babe. Thanks, Daddy. Can I go to Ulta?
Right. But my wife, I almost said current wife, my mm-hmm. wife, she doesn't.
Different mindset.
She doesn't yeah. have that much. She's like, come on. You know, you're going to drive 40 miles one way. Thank the Lord above. At 2:30, I got a text from Bree and Coach Kathy back up and running. And the electrician, I guess, had already alerted Biggie, who did not give two hoots.
Did not relay the message.
Right.
Let me see, 2:30. What was I doing?
Power back on, power restored. Thank the good
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. I was so worried about this. But because my workout had been delayed from noon until 4:15, I ate very sparingly during the day. I cannot have anything weighing on my stomach at these workouts. They're that, especially during Hell Week. My God.
Oh, yeah.
So I go in, I start the workout, do the workout, boom. All right. Really good one. 4:15 to 5:15. Now it's 5:15. I'm famished. I have pickleball at 6:00.
Just enough time to grab some slivered onions at McDonald's.
Okay. That's a great. I'm glad you said that. I wanted to go to the $12 salad store, but I didn't want all that roughage on my stomach while playing pickleball. This was league match. All right. This was league. This wasn't just like a friendly. This was big.
This counts.
This counts. So right around the corner is the $12 salad store. And so I started Googling, what can I get at the $12 salad store that's most healthy?
It's not a salad.
It's not a salad. Bone broth.
Oh, God.
All right, my first.
Well, it's the season.
Yes.
You're right.
Got to do a bone broth. And so every responder said, do a bone broth and mix in some vegetables, and you're going to have it'll be great. So I go over there, and I have my first ever bowl of bone broth. And the woman behind the counter says, what do you want to add to it? And I just start throwing in broccoli and jicama and carrots and spinach. It is probably the healthiest thing I've ever eaten in my life.
I believe it.
And I down it in the van. I get back into the van. And
in the parking lot.
In the parking lot with a spoon to eat my bone broth.
They have tables in this restaurant. Yes.
I prefer to sit in the van. I like to listen to the radio while I'm eating whatever. I prefer to sit in the car. And so I ate it quickly, and then I zoom over to pickle. I have 20 minutes to warm up. Okay. Now, as soon as I step on the court. That's
what they don't tell you about bone broth.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you. I don't like the term. I sharted. Okay.
In the van or on
court?
In transition.
On court two. In a warm-up, I said to my friend James, I have to go.
I've got real trouble here.
Cover for me.
We're right in the middle of a dink.
And he goes, yeah.
What? We're starting. So, and I have to go over to the employee who's taking. There's an employee there who takes $5 from non-members, including myself. I wasn't a member. And I said, is there a bathroom here? And he said, I'll have to get my...
For members.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He says...
Here's $90.
I'll have to...
I need your underpants.
Keys. He said, I have to get my keys. So he gets his keys out to open up the doors to where the bathroom is. And I have sharted my pants. Mm. And this is...
Through the underpant to the short?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. So... I have to go back into the van and get the sweaty items I wore at the gym because I've now soiled my underpants and my short, which I haven't done in, you know, since I was in grade school. This is something new to me. Now, I've had bad situations before. I've been out running or whatever, but this was bad. I didn't make, and I couldn't believe it. I could not believe when I was going to pass some gas and then felt that. I thought, my God, what's going on?
That's liquid.
That's hot broth.
That's bone broth.
Yeah.
You have to be very careful with bone broth. I've discovered this.
Yeah.
This is very...
Not to be trifled with.
No, clearly
it's
not.
It's like plutonium.
It's awful. It was good going down. It was a nice...
And those vegetables, your stomach acid just disintegrated those.
Why did I do
so,
that?
So, I mean, it's all hot liquid in there.
Exactly. And I was not expecting that. So I had to go back into the van and get the sweaty underpants and shorts I had just changed out of and put them back on. That's all I had. That's mm-hmm. all I had. I took the soiled underpants and shorts, wrapped them in some paper towels, and left them in the garbage at the facility.
Hey, bro, you forgot your shorts. No, no, theirs are in the...
What else?
Hey, man, you left your shorts in the trash.
What else could I do?
Is you Kirkland 2X?
Oh. I saw you come in them. Awful. No, no.
Awful. And then I told my pickleball partner, I may not have it tonight. Diesel wasn't there. He couldn't play. Oh. It wasn't him.
He couldn't even lean on the diesel.
No, it was a new partner.
Did you let anyone know what had happened? Or no. Did you? Okay.
I covered it. These guys I don't know as well as I should. Mm-hmm. They're loose friends.
Hey, man, I better run to my van and come back in sweaty shorts. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's a chance they knew. Hey, man, that guy just... So. What?
I was downwind. I could tell something was up.
I've never had that. I haven't had that happen since I was very, very young. And I've... Don't... Bone broth. I'm just telling you now.
Without a doubt.
Don't trifle with it. It is really difficult.
You know, some people would call me a foodie. I enjoy good meals.
Yes, yes.
I still have no clue what bone broth is or made of.
It tasted just like a chicken broth.
It's chicken broth.
Yeah.
To me...
But why do they... The name?
I'm bone? Sure it's a little bit different, but like a lot of recipes will say... Use chicken broth, or if you want, use bone broth.
Is it just because they leave the carcass of the chicken in the broth longer?
Maybe. I don't really know. I know it's interchangeable in recipes, though.
Is that right?
Much. Yeah.
It tasted just like a chicken broth to me. Oh. When I got to the part where they were saying, what type of broth do you want?
Human. What?
Huh?
And it's not made of human bones, is it?
Nervous laughter.
You know what it is that at your salad store, as much as they charge for stuff, no one would go in and say, I want the chicken broth.
Right.
It sounds chicken soup. It sounds a lot more healthy to be like, oh, the bone broth with veggies.
Sure tasted just like chicken broth.
Yeah.
And he said, do you want beef bone broth or chicken bone broth? And I said, chicken. And that's what I got. By the way, $17.03
for a bowl of soup.
Yeah,
for a bowl of soup. $17.03 for. And I might start making it at home.
How much did you pay to S yourself?
Did you slightly short when you heard the
$17.03?
Heard the total.
Maybe that's what made me short.
$17. Oh God! What?